the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
The world is crazy, Pew, and they had the nerve to try to start that stuff here in San Diego yesterday with a little riot at the beach.
Oh.
The Black Lives Matter versus the Trump supporters. I want them to sit their behinds down and worry about getting through this pandemic. Trump is over with. He's out of here. He's not ever coming back. Why are they still fighting that? I don't get it.
I don't understand why people want to go over too much about this. It's by majority vote. And if they don't believe in their voting system, it's the whole system, it's not working. And they have to accept that this is what many people voted. And he's out.
But the thing of it is if it didn't work pro, what makes them think it's going to work con? So if it didn't work for what we voted for, what makes you think that it's going to be the right vote if we flip it the other way?
Yeah, I think they have to just honor the majority of the voter. Well, they just have to honor it now. And like in here with Brexit, many people didn't want it, but the majority has voted out. We just have to honor it. Because it's the essence of the democracy in the first place.
Is there a democracy in Mogo in Burma where you were from?
It's in transit towards democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was dictatorship, military government ruling until 2014, when the ruling party, current ruling parties, got the power. And we are in transitional period into democracy.
And everyone's version of democracy is different. It's not always our way. It's what works for you and your people and your rights. Were you there during the dictatorship?
Yes, I was there. I was there. But in fact, when people say dictatorship, it's to do with the culture as well. Like, for example, now, with COVID, you might also see the difference between how the West handled the COVID and the East. Because East and Asia, they are handling it very well. Mm. Because, in fact, if you look at COVID, here it's more like a guidance. Say, for example, and they will say people stay in and don't go out, wear mask. It's pretty much like guidance, but over there it's more like a rule, so you have to follow, and that's why it is more effective. That is my opinion.
Well, it's my opinion too, because I've been there. When I got off the plane in China, we don't talk a lot about my trip to China, because girl, that was one of the greatest trips I've ever taken. I got there and I saw these people with masks on, and I was like, ooh, that is so unattractive, but I see why. And it's law and order, okay? It is law and order. Another sweet thing. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all where we are. We're on the Edge, Brains. And that's my guess. Pew, pew, Dwight. Thwee. Thwee. He's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart, and she is a woman of philanthropic means. She's in the world of finance. She's going to teach us all about tea and the work that she's doing with her village, and it's just going to be exciting. But back to the story. I get to China, and we're with the driver, and they blow the horn, and when they blow the horn, the people wave, and they smile. And I was like, what is the culture of this waving and smiling? You know what he told me? He said, because you've avoided a conflict. You did not hit my bicycle. You did not run over my duck. Maybe I was distracted. The horn is in the car for a purpose. We use it for that purpose. And so now when people blow the horn at me, I smile and I wave. But here in the United States, I'm telling you, they'll give you the middle finger and cuss you and your mother out at the same time. Oh my God, how dare you blow your horn at me? Well, you were distracted. I'm blowing the horn so you don't hit my car. You know, whatever it is. So people really have it confused. And I don't believe that all of the things in a dictatorship are all that bad. But then too, I got a secret fascination for dictators. Yes, I told them myself. Now, you know, I don't like how they mistreat people and kill people and all that, but how they capture people's attention and how they get people to follow rules and how they set up these rules. And it's law and order, it's command. And I see that our, you know, our countries, our westernized countries are moving more towards that way. As they say once before, it's gonna be a one world order, and it's scary. It's scary. I didn't think I'd live to see it.
It is. And I think it would be all of us if we can all follow the law and the respect the everyone's rights. And it will become a better world for everyone with democracy embedded within our society. That would have been a better world for everyone.
But see, everyone has a different interpretation of what right and wrong is. And I'm seeing that more and more. It's not based off reality. It's like, this is red. No matter what you say, this is red. Well, someone might say, oh, well, that's ruby, or that's crimson, or that's this. It is people's interpretation of what they perceive to be the truth. What I'm hoping is that we are mature enough to allow people space.
Yes. To,
if you don't like something, okay, you don't like it, but you don't agitate and aggravate and insult and try to dominate someone because they don't like a particular thing.
That's and like we have to accept that we are like Marmite. It's people might like it, people might not like it, but if people don't like it, it doesn't become our enemy.
Right.
It should not become our enemy. We should just accept that, okay, we have different likes. That's why that was make us individual.
That's
because
right.
We are very different. And it's like I noticed you have a different hairstyle today.
I know, I'm telling you.
The other day you fancy
straight hair.
And today you fancy cut. But it doesn't make, why you changing one from the other? It make you more who you are, become more distinctive and unique. And it
makes me more attractive to my man, girl. He ain't got to look for nobody else. All I got to do is put on a different hair option.
It's very, very cool idea.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Wigs make me happy. You know, it's a part of my creativity. It's like, who can I be? Who do I feel today? Do I feel curly? Do I feel straight? But what we want to feel is a cup of some good tea. And I am so honored to talk about tea today. So we started out a little kind of heavy conversation, but we're going to get a great education. Now, Pew is living in the United Kingdom and originally from a country that I know of Burma. It's called Moga now, Mogo.
Oh, it's called Myanmar. And I come from an area called Mogo. Yes.
And it is just wonderful what she has done to give back to the community and to her village. She started a tea company. Can you guys see this, Brains? Let me get this up real close. You see this? This is the black tea. Rakashan.
Rakashan is the distribution
company, but it is Mogo Tea. And what she did was she started this to help sustainability, also to provide jobs for senior citizens and the youth. So I'm going to let her tell you more about her story. Welcome her to the edge. Pew.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Hello, Brains. Thank you very much.
She's here.
Thank you. Actually, I started Mogo Tea in 2019. because I left my country in 2004, and many years later I went back and visited my village. But I was very fortunate enough to be in London, to be able to study the Western culture, Western democracy, and living in a very free world. But whenever I go back, I find it very, I find a lot of people in back home having a difficult life, especially some of my childhood friends, because there is not much work there now, because Mogo in the past, it's a mining area, and they mine rubies and sapphires, and it has been mining for hundreds and hundreds of years. So now the mining is much less, and with all the different rules and everything. So a lot of us leave the village, leave the town to search for anything else. So I thought, okay, I'm going to set up something that it's sustainable for many people, create some jobs. And then turn out my family has some tea and some land with tea plants already. So that's where I decided, okay, that will be tea. But the tea that we are making is loose tea and premium tea. So you might be very familiar with those dark tea, you know. Here in the UK, they call it dark tea. You put it in the water, it changes color. It's in a...
This is where she's manufacturing brains, and I use this.
Oh yeah, that is very good one. And you put it in there, and you steep it, and you take it out. But the good thing about those loose tea is, you know, with the dark tea that we are using, it's in a bag. So what it does is, it's use all the plastic material and all the other. Even now, people are changing into a more compostable tea bag, which only even biodegrade in a high heat. But the normal tea bag that we are using, it has a lot of plastic. So we are drinking with somebody with the plastic in it. So it's not good for our health. That's why loose tea itself is very, very good. And the difference in our tea making is we are hand roll tea. So everything from beginning to an end, hand pick, hand process, and it's all loose leaf. And the other thing we can do is you can brew up to 4 times.
Yep, it is. It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's for money.
It is. And you know what? There's different types of teas. Okay, so the tea that she is producing is a white tea, a green tea, and a black tea. And from my experience, what I know is that a white tea is good for people that are have a lot of inflammation, or they're experiencing symptoms or sign of cancer. They drink a lot of white tea. As far as the black tea, I hear that that's better for your circulation, rheumatoid, you know, clogged arteries and things like that. And the green tea is very good as a stimulant and weight loss. And that's what I'm drinking, the green tea. And yeah. All these teas are organic. Again, take a look at these brands. This is not your Lipton tea bag, okay? This is loose leaf. You measure it, you brew it, and you steep it. And again, I didn't really realize. I'm thinking that it's just like some sort of tissue paper, but it is a plastic involved in the weaving of that we use for those dip teas. And they're not good. You know, they're not good. And a lot of people put in sugar or milk. They don't understand the importance of allowing the palate to accept the natural bitterness or sweetness or sourness, whatever it is. Your palate needs to be susceptible to all of that. I know when I was in China, another thing, I had some tea and the waitress came and she says, "Oh, would you like some of that sweet poison with your tea?" And I was like, hell no. What are you talking about? Sugar. The effects of sugar. They call it sweet poison. And so I have learned, and it has taken a little bit of time, But I have learned to be able to ingest my tea, not coffee so much, but tea without sugar. And I really find that it is a lot more stimulating, a lot more soothing. Would you agree?
Yes, yes. And there is another thing. There is a amino acid called L-theanine that is only can be found on the tea plant.
Mm.
The L-theanine, what it does is it brings the relaxation to your body, and then it reaches, when you take the tea, it reaches your brain within 30 minutes for your body not to change any metabolism. And then it helps with your blood pressure as well. It reduces it. And also what it does is, you know, if we have bad breath, tea reduces that as well.
Girl, let me tell you.
Can it purify your blood? It does a lot of things. And it purifies your skin. It helps with the digestion system as well.
Yep, it does. It really does. And again, like you say, it helps with their bad breath. I hope it helps with their bad words. Because you know, people don't say, you know, when you're upset or something, they don't say, go get a cup of coffee. The first thing they say is go get a cup of tea.
And also when we are drinking tea, we are connecting with people, because what it does is it involves tea. When you're drinking a cup of tea, not many people might not realize it. It calms you down. It slows you down, and then it connects with people, and always we connect and it connects with, because it involves many people making throughout the process as well. Mm-hmm. So when you are drinking a cup of tea, we are connecting with the world who are making tea and honoring their hard work.
It is, and it's, you know, it's very ceremonial. Especially in the Asian culture, I mean, there is a whole tea ritual. Someone taught me something too. They said, when you drink, you know, the proper way to drink is you don't stick your pinky out because you're snobbish, but you do look into the bottom of the cup, you know, and you honor the person that you pour the tea for. I mean, I see, again, like a lot of geishas, there's a whole tea ceremony that they go through, that they, you know, that's a courting ceremony. You have to learn that. Like, you have to go to finishing school. You know, you have to learn to brew the tea. So what does your family and friends think about you starting Mogo Tea?
First, they thought I am crazy. Because in our area, there is no one making tea as a career out of tea. So a lot of people think she just got this crazy idea from Western and she's gonna give up. But now they start to realize that this is actually a business that is helping them. Like, for example, something that I haven't mentioned is tea is quite seasonal. So many tea plantation or a tea holder in the area, they have the seasonal worker. But for me, I have to make an example and show people that this can be a business. This can be an example business it can be a rewarding career. First of all, to bring my community back into the area, because a lot of people are leaving. So instead of employing people seasonally, I employ them yearly. So people are paid throughout the year, even though there is non-harvest season.
Wow. See, and that's very innovative. And like you said, you created a lot of jobs for senior citizens who felt that there was no way for them to continue to gain an income, because the younger generations and the millennials and Gen Alpha and Gen Z, they're not really into farming and agriculture. You know, they're into the sustainability, but they're not into picking teas. How do the senior citizens feel about being able to have a job?
Oh, they are very, very happy and honored. And the greatest thing about what it does make it more satisfying is when I spoke to those elderly, they didn't have a job before, and they are not in an age to go and do any sort of work in the mine. So one of the lady, she's over 60, and of course there is no state pension for her, because unless you work for government, there is no state pension. And she when she talked to me, she said, "I'm very lucky that I have a job in your factory, because many people don't have a job, especially during COVID. They are having a job and they are not having to worry for their three meals." And when somebody tell me we are grateful for having this job, and that is more rewarding than anything else I have ever done. So I am very, very happy.
I'm very, very proud of you too. We want to talk about COVID. But let me go back to tea. So let me tell you my other story in China. So brains, I go, being an American, you know, I'm buying up everything, okay? Because I don't think I'm ever going to get there again. I go to the tea shop. And in the tea shop, they have everything. They have tea to make you beautiful. They have tea to, you know, reduce your blood pressure. They have tea to stimulation. They have tea for aphrodisiacs. They've got tea for everything. So I'm just buying up all these teas. So I come home. I have some loose leaf tea. And I start hallucinating. And I'm like really tripping, right? I mean, everything is everything. I'm just as happy. And I told my husband, I said, "Baby," I said, "something's wrong." He said, "Why?" I said, "I'm feeling real strange." He said, "Well, what did you do today?" I said, "Well, I had, you know, just some tea and just, you know." He said, "Did you eat?" I goes, "Yeah." And I said, "But I had, you know, a couple cups of tea." And he said, "What tea did you drink?" And I said, "Well, I brought the tea back from China." He said, "Well, how much did you drink?" And I said, "A couple mugs full." He said, "What?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, how did they serve it to you in China?" I said, "Like this." This is my cup from China. He said, "Baby, do you realize that tea is medicine and it is medicinal?" And I was like, "I realize it now." Eyes bugging out of my head. So brains, when you go to these herbal stores and you want to look at a holistic approach, be careful about what you do and the amount that you consume. Realize that a lot of medicines are made from organic plants, tea being one of them. I'm hoping that you could come up with some sort of strain to, you know, help relieve the congestion of people with this COVID-19. I mean, you know, they say marijuana can cure anything. I'm sure tea can work on some things as well. Tell me about your village and how there is no COVID there.
There is no COVID. And
wow.
There is no COVID. I think there are many factors. Because number one, people follow the rules. And very beginning of COVID, all the social distancing and not being social distancing, they follow. And secondly, it's quite remote. So we don't go to town unless we needed it. And then we also have the very strict guidelines to stay indoors. And the whole area in our village, there is no one, no COVID.
See what happens when you follow the rules, brains? You can reduce it. But no, you know, we want to fight. We want to argue. We want to protest. We want to beat people up for protecting themselves. I wish somebody would talk to me about my mask. You're going to see some mace, because it's really, really, it's awful that people just don't want to follow the rules. I get it. Nobody is trying to take away your civil liberties. They're trying to save your life. But hey, if you don't want it, that's up to you. I'm wearing my mask. I'm doing my thing. Now there's all these different strains that are coming up. It's crazy. So where do you see Mogo Tea 5 years from now?
5 years from now, we can we expect if COVID is over that we will be selling all our tea throughout Europe in all those premium stores and in Burma. Because currently, when we started making tea, a lot of the people in the factory, they have not seen, how do I put it? They have not actually done the process that we are making. So the way we make our tea is very, very, very scientific approach. So what we do is we have production sheet for everything. And then the reason we have all those is to trace how this is all made and to keep to make sure that we have the characteristic of all the good tea. The good tea. So our consultant and the lady who trained all our tea production is Scottish Tea Factory, and she's an award-winning tea maker. And then from there, what it does is we have got a lot of our tea. I don't know if you already have. It has got all the tea notes of beginning notes and notes and how you can find all these all when you drink. It's like a fine wine. Right. And the whole process, what we did is like that. So
we're also like making a fragrance too, because you have to know the keys and it's your intellectual property. I mean, this is what makes Mogok tea unique.
Yes, it does. So we are hoping when COVID is over, we will be able to start selling to many countries.
Well, I'm hoping that you can sell to many countries, especially, you know, you got to open an online tea shop. I would, you know, I'd love to see you do some more videos. You did a fantastic video on brewing it. I had to get out all the equipment, I had to get my scale out and all that kind of stuff, but I cheated. I used this. And so that was great, but it was great for steeping the tea as well. And be able to sell, you know, through customs and duties and you know, all of that great stuff, because this is something that's needed worldwide. It's not just, just in Burma or in the UK. You guys got plenty of tea. We want some tea to relax us. And
maybe, especially the whole purpose is to provide a quality product for our consumer. But while we're doing that, we want to be able to employ more people, meaning that many people have a choice to make a living, either to work in a safe environment in a tea factory and handpick tea and learn. Not only they are learning making tea, we will be throughout the supply chain, we will have people, we will need somebody who do the recording of our transitions. So we will be creating jobs throughout the supply chain.
Shipping and receiving and invoicing and, you know, computers. So there's going to be opportunities for everybody.
Yeah, it's not only when you talk about business, a lot of people see the end bit where the consumer and the tea maker, but we will be making jobs, creating jobs throughout the supply chain, which will help in young people, whether they want to stay at home, closer to home and making a living, or leave the country or leave the town to go and search for a living elsewhere. So that is something that we are aiming to do, and that is our ultimate purpose. And that we are trying to create, basically, we are trying to create a legacy for our community and for the area and for the country.
That's awesome. You know, because again, it's underserved and overlooked communities that are ravished with this. And when it's people like you that give a hand up and a hand out, it's what makes the world a much better place. And yeah. I am so glad that you decided to share this with me and my brains. And, you know, you had given me a feather in my cap. You said, wow, you know, since you've been promoting me on your show and things like that, you said my numbers have increased. And so that is my goal, Brain. Yes,
thank you. And we are very lucky that Rocket Sun is the only company, the first company ever from the US to start distributing our tea. And we are very grateful for that. So if you are in the UK, you can buy our tea from Rocket Sun Tea Company. That is a Rocket Sun Tea Company. And then we are also selling in the UK as well. So in the UK, you can see this is distributed from Bella Barista. This is our tea.
I like that can.
Yeah. This photo, what they are wearing, I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, wait. Hold it real still. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. That is, in fact, the costume of Palau. So my mom is, in fact, Palau, and my dad is Burmese. This is Palau costume. That's where the people in the village were wearing during the festive period.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So tell my brains again, you know, how to get in contact with you. I'm going to put all the links for you to go in again. You know, if you are in the United States, if you are in Canada, don't let that discourage you. You can still connect with Rakashan and get it and send it. It takes a little bit longer to get it to you. It's worth it. The price point on it, she said, is about $19. But again, for one, you know, caption full, you can brew it four times. And you are getting the pure essence of what the tea is and the full medicinal purposes and the healing and the calm. So give them your information, Pew.
Yes, I will send the link. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it's Mogok Tea. It's called MOGOKTEA, MogokTea.com. We are on Instagram, we are on Facebook, and we are on Twitter.
So when you don't want to hear all of the ugliness that's going on in the world, follow Mogok Tea. Thank you so much for being here on The Edge with me and my brains.
Thank you. Thank you, April. Thank you very much.
You are awesome. And you're going to come back when you do your relaunch. Let me know what's going on. And I'm going to go and I'm going to finish enjoying my tea. Okay? And be sure that I drink it in the right portions. Bye-bye, baby.
Thank you. Bye.